Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're here with Cole Beasley at his locker. And Cole, just moments ago, you were surrounded by several teammates, and there was a ruckus, there was a pair of shoes. It seemed to be something good happened in your favor. I couldn't really tell what was going on. What happened?
I got some shoes.
What were they?
That's the worst told story of all time.
To be honest, I don't even know what they're called. I just saw D-Law have them on one day, and I said, D-Law, I need those now.
Let's look. Can we see them? Let's get a look at them. We're live coverage of waiting to see these cool shoes.
These are Tank Officials, or what are these?
Oh, these are Nike.
Okay.
Do you know what these are called? Because I don't. You're a shoe guy, right?
I am, but that's like a combination of six different shoes. That's really cool.
I just know they look sweet.
Looks like an Air Beasley.
I don't really care what they're called, as long as they look good on my feet.
Hold on. We got to see what this tag is.
Do you keep the red tag on? Because I've seen people keep that on. I don't either.
That's like a D-Law thing. I'm not, I like to take everything off. That's like the people who wear the sticker on the hat. I don't wear the sticker on the hat.
All right, so let's talk about the catch. And I'm not talking about Dean Blandino. I'm talking about your catch. Can you walk us through what was happening on that play?
Actually, Dak gave me a different route at the line because we thought they were going to go all out. And even though they didn't, the route that he gave me worked because the nickel was outside leverage on me, and he had help from the safety. So as soon as I broke in, he gave me a slot sluggo. But as soon as I broke in on the slant, the safety ran up. And I actually won initially, and I was like, oh, God, I'm wide open. Then I looked over my inside shoulder, and I didn't see him at all. I was like, oh, God, where is he? But then I look over my left, and I see him scrambling that way, so I just took off that way. And he dropped an absolute dime. And it was literally, that was probably the only place he could have thrown it. And it was perfect and just stretched out and made the catch.
You seeing it from a bunch of different angles, especially the angle behind Dak. At what point did you know the ball was in the air? The second he threw it, were you locked in on him when it left his hands, or did you catch it in the air?
No, I saw him throw it.
Okay.
So I got to track it from a long way away. And actually, if he would have thrown it to me on the initial route, it probably would have been a harder catch just because of the angle. I was directly in the middle of the field, and it's hard to look back like that and catch it. Because he was rolling left, it made it a little bit easier for me. But it was a sweet play, man. It was something sweet to be a part of. I've actually, never been in a position to have a game-winning touchdown before, so it was really cool.
So was there something different with the scheme to this game? Did you guys approach it differently from the offensive standpoint?
Well, we knew we were going to throw the ball a lot just because, Zeke wasn't playing. And, we were running the same plays, I guess. We just, I don't know. it was about the same, other than we just called more of them,
Yeah. You talked about Dak giving you the route at the line. Has that been a thing that's increased in frequency as the season has gone on, even specifically this game? Was there more of that, or is this something that's really been going on like that all year?
It hasn't increased by a lot, but it has increased a little bit. I think as he gets more and more comfortable and they get more comfortable with him, they, kind of give him free rein to check some stuff if he sees anything better. That really is something that we talk about a lot, what he gave me. Anytime we have all-out blitzes, there's a lot of checks that we have that we can do, and that was one of them.
Okay, so, the idea that he's calling audibles, is it just changing routes? Is it calling audibles? Is it all the above?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
And the reason I ask is because this has been one of the topics, right? The idea was that Romo was an offensive coordinator at the line as a veteran quarterback, and Dak wasn't really audibling out as much. But to Skin's point of his question, has that changed a lot?
No, I mean, Dak, he doesn't audible out of plays not near as much as Romo does. He may do it every now and then, but that one wasn't really an audible for a whole play. It was just a check for me more than anything, so it's kind of different.
As you guys, we're talking to Cole Beasley here on the Ben and Skin Show. As you guys get ready for this playoff game, how different is this Seattle team as opposed to the one you guys played earlier in the year?
Well, we're both different teams. I mean, they still do a lot of the same stuff on defense that they've been doing. I don't think that's going to change. That's what they do, and they believe in what they do. So there's a little different personnel in with injuries, of course. They had Earl Thomas last time. But really, you know, we just got to control the way we play, because the way we played the first time wasn't good enough at all. We turned the ball over way too many times, and anytime you give their offense, you know, more opportunities, they're going to come through. So they got some good guys over there.
What's happened of late where defensively, whatever teams are doing, because when Amari first got here, you weren't getting as many opportunities. Now you are getting a lot of opportunities. Is that because of something that's happening defensively?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of what the defense runs, and maybe Amari's getting a little more attention now too. So that'll open some things up. But other than that, it's really based off scheme more than anything.
Talking about Blake Jarwitten and what he threw down this past Sunday, is it just it was there all day for him? Has there been more opportunities for him this year? Why was this Sunday a 3-touchdown Sunday for him?
He was just making plays this game. The one where Dak was scrambling and Dak threw it back across the field. That was just an exceptional play. That wasn't supposed to be a touchdown. And he somehow just got out of that and got in there. But the other two, great reads by Dak, and found him open in the seam 3 times in the game. So he was just playing really good ball, and he's a big target and an easy target to throw to for Dak.
So obviously you've been busy making game-winning catches. Have you had a chance to really drink in Luka Doncic and everything he's doing on the court?
No, I haven't. I've been wanting to go to a game so bad just to watch him play. I've heard, you know, great things about him. I've seen a lot of highlights, but everybody's saying, like, in person it's way different. So I really want to catch one. I'll probably wait till the season ends to catch one, though. They always play, and we got practice the next night, or next morning. So I'm a big sleep guy.
Maybe after the Super Bowl, you can swing out there
after
in February.
After the Super Bowl, I'll go over there.
Hey, thanks for the time, and congrats on the new shoes.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.